This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. As our journey through the book of Exodus continues, we pause in chapters 7 through 10. It is here we discover a battle brewing between a ragtag gang and the most powerful man on earth. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you ever tried to reason with someone, to put some sense into their heads, try to warn them of the dangers of the path they're on, and had them mock you and turn you down flat? That's what we see in today's passage. Here we find Moses and Aaron going to Pharaoh with a message from God: "Let my people go." The demand is met with scorn and ridicule. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." Pride, defiance, self-confidence, an arrogant spirit. "Who is this Lord you're talking about? I'm the Lord around these parts." I'm sure it was beneath his dignity to enter into a contest with this Lord who claimed to be the God of a ragtag gang of nobodies, slaves who were under Pharaoh's absolute control. Pharaoh, the king of a mighty nation, was certain that if push came to shove, he would win. He had wealth in abundance. He had a standing army of thousands of well-trained warriors and hundreds of chariots. And what did the Lord about whom Moses spoke have going for him? Nothing. No money, no army, nothing. Or so it appeared. But you and I know that things aren't always what they seem. This God of whom Pharaoh spoke so disparagingly was the Lord of hosts, the creator of heaven and earth, the Lord God Almighty. Pharaoh didn't know it, but he was completely outclassed. He was not even in the same league. It was like a weightlifting match between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mary Lou Retton. It was like a tennis match between Jimmy Connors and a junior high school kid just learning the game. There was no way that Pharaoh was going to win. And besides that, what was it that the Lord was telling him to do? Simply let the children of Israel go. He was not asking for retribution. Had it been a slick Park Avenue lawyer who was dealing with Pharaoh, he could have demanded all kinds of damages and payment for pain and suffering and all the rest. But the Lord was simply saying, "We'll forget all that. The past is past. Just turn my people loose, and we'll forget the brutality, the humiliation, and the shame." But no, Pharaoh would have none of it. So the Lord sent Moses, his servant, to try to get his attention. God displayed his power, but Pharaoh was unmoved. Now, before we become too amazed at the hardness of Pharaoh, we need to look inside ourselves. Perhaps the Lord has been speaking to us very plainly through his word and his servants, but we haven't obeyed. I can't think of anything more dangerous, more foolhardy, than to hear the voice of God and do nothing in response. In our daily walk of discipleship, may God deliver us from the Pharaoh syndrome and help us obey when he speaks. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Tomorrow, a powerful witness goes public on Daily Discipleship.